Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Little Steely Dan back 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. Check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that would help you with your small business. Whatever you got going on, anything you're excited about or you're frightened about, you challenge your opportunity, startup, growing, or divesting, wherever you are on the time continuum of your small business, we got something that you can read or listen to or watch there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our new friend, soon to be a longtime friend, Amy L. Lieberman, an attorney, and she is the author of Mediation Success. She is a mediation expert, trained and tried and true. Amy, thanks again for hanging out with us. Give us your website, please.
www.mediationsuccess.com.
All right. Remember the title of the book, and the book's available wherever books are sold, right?
Yeah, and you can get it on Amazon, and you can get it on Kindle, too.
There you go. And so we're talking about mediation, folks. In the previous segment, we talked about what it is and why it's a good thing and why it's good for small business and what are some of the advantages. But one of the things you pointed out, Amy, was that that a lot of times you get brought in because they tried some other stuff and mediation wasn't really on the top of their list. Aren't more and more contracts being written with mediation as not automatically binding arbitration, which is a different thing from mediation?
Yes, that's
correct. But that the parties agree to go to mediation before they go to court.
Yes, and that would be my best advice for any small business, is always put a mediation clause in your contract, because I hate to, I'd actually go so far as to say it doesn't even matter what the contract says.
Right.
If you have a contract dispute and you put a sentence in there that says the parties agree that any and all conflicts relating to or arising from our relationship will be subject to mediation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's all you have to say.
But I like that. And folks, I encourage you to follow Amy's advice. What she said, put it in every contract you can. I promise you, you won't be sad about it. Because number one thing we know about mediation, it is not binding. Right.
That's correct. It's all about the mediator helping you reach results. Well, it's all about the mediator doesn't make the decision. An arbitrator makes a binding decision. The mediator helps people reach an agreement that works for them. It has to be something that they mutually agree to. Otherwise, it's no go. But I can tell you that in my experience, Jim, over 90% of the time we get resolution in mediation.
Yeah, I believe it. You know, and your attorney will probably like the idea that you go to mediation. They won't like the idea of you signing a contract that says you agree to binding arbitration, right?
Yeah, arbitration is going to be much more costly. It takes you 6 months to a year, as compared to getting it on your calendar for
It may not even give you as good a result as a lawsuit would.
Yeah, a lot of people say that arbitrators split the baby. Now, I do serve as an arbitrator, too, and I wouldn't necessarily agree with that. One side's going to be, you're either going to feel like you got frustrated because the arbitrator split the baby,
right,
or you're going to feel like, one side's going to be happy because they won, and the other side's going to be unhappy. And it's back to that win-lose thing as opposed to the can live with.
But a lawsuit can be appealed. Binding arbitration cannot be appealed.
Limited circumstances.
But typically, that's what the lawyers have all complained to me about, is they didn't like about having that in the contract for their client, was that it was not... wasn't appealable. Anyway, mediation, folks, is a way to solve this thing quickly before things get out of hand, and you might even be able to go back to being friends again.
Yes, yes. That's the goal.
Yeah. So what else do we need to know about? I know what I wanted to ask you. You talked in the previous segment about experienced.
Certified or experienced.
Experience.
Yes.
You said experienced mediator. And if I'm looking, who chooses In a mediation, who chooses who the mediator will be?
Great question. The great thing about it is that you both do. You can both pick them. So you can have your and say, well, okay, we can. Well, the American Arbitration, for example, also has mediators. So you can say we're going to select one from a panel provided by the Arbitration Association. You can say we're. Usually, what happens is that each side exchanges three names. Somebody will say, "Who do you want to use?" Well, how about so and so? Oh, that makes sense. Or why don't you give me three names? I'll give you three names. We'll see if there's any overlap. And then with the internet today, it's so easy to find out information about people. And you want to look for someone. The other thing, too, is that the field of mediation is becoming more specialized. As I mentioned to you, I focus in employment disputes and business conflict, you know. But there are people that do environmental mediation. There's people that do family and divorce mediation. There's people that do eminent domain and commercial mediation. There's people that do personal injury mediation. So you can go online.
Is this growing to a point where our court system could finally wind up being unclogged?
That's the point of it. I mean, many states, including the one that I'm from, about 8 or 9 years ago, they started mandating alternative dispute resolution, which basically means mediation, before you can get to trial. And the goal is to unclog the court.
Right.
And here's the interesting thing. 95% of cases will settle before the court. It's just a matter of when, at what time they're going to settle and how much money you're going to spend before then.
And mediation basically makes them sit down with each other, doesn't it?
Yes.
If nothing else, it makes them
room.
Sit down, get in the same room, and start talking about it. Amy, this has been great. Will you come back another day? You got a lot more to teach us.
I would be happy to. Thank you for the invitation.
Give us that website again, please.
MediationSuccess.com.
MediationSuccess.com. Check it out. That's the book as well, Mediation Success, L. Lieberman. Thanks again, Amy. We'll see you next time. Quick break, folks, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back. It's the day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.